talking about decluttering your home. Romy, if you go to the website and type in declutter, I can tell you, you don't have to do it. I can tell you how many finds there's going to be. Declutter. When I did it, it was 1.79 million responses.
Okay, not our website. You're talking about
that. Right. Okay. Yeah. Just Google declutter, and you'll be given 1.79 million search results.
Woo!
That's too many. If you go to
how do you declutter that list?
How do you declutter that list? When you hit declutter, there should be two. Two should pop up, don't you think? Just two.
Just two?
Yeah.
That's a good number.
Yeah. Let's start in the master bedroom closet. Shall we? If we're going to talk.
Well, we started there. We take half our clothes or any clothes that we wash and move it to a clean or open area so we know what's getting worn.
Yeah. And after a few months of that, you ought to be able to take a real hard look at clothes you're not wearing. Of course, my problem is every piece of clothes I have, I'm emotionally attached to. So it's, oh, Rachel gave me that for Father's Day 14 years ago. Oh, the kids gave that to me for Christmas in 1987. Guilty. I need to release myself of that and let someone else get personally attached to those nice pieces of clothing. But in the master bedroom, we talk about this in our security presentation a lot, that lots of people, that's where they by default keep some of the most valuable things they own. And that alone is a huge mistake. If I could not get Arizona homeowners to do anything else today other than go into the master closet and anything of significant estate, family value, or emotional attachment, pick it up and find another place for it. If in the unfortunate instance that someone would break into your home, the first place they're going is the master bedroom closet. They're looking for anything that will easily fit in their pockets that they can find. If you want to keep anything in there, keep your costume jewelry in there and keep it very visible. Keep it out and on display. But do not keep Grandma Ida's 2-carat wedding ring that you got when we lost Aunt Ida. That needs to belong somewhere else. We gave this presentation in Sun City about 6 years ago. And it, of all the presentations we give, home security is the number one most requested. It's the one I give the most often to homeowners associations and block watch programs and Kiwanis clubs and Rotary clubs. I gave this presentation to a homeowners association in Sun City. A week later, a woman calls our office crying on the phone, sobbing, literally can hardly even talk. Because she had been to the seminar, she went home, took that family heirloom collection of jewelry, moved it out of the master bedroom, found a safe other location to put it in the house. She was broken into, and all they got was the cheap costume jewelry. And this woman was literally sobbing tears of rejoicing that those particular pieces of family jewelry she still had in her possession. So in the master bedroom closet, where we've started our mission to declutter your house, let's get the valuables and get it out of there. A fact is that most home break-ins will come right through your front door. They'll come through in the middle of the afternoon, and the first place they go is your master bedroom closet. They're going to start opening every drawer and throwing all the contents on the floor. They're looking and listening for things that go clickety-clackety, clink, 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 like jewelry, coin collections, anything valuable, keys. They're looking for maybe a stash of a wallet, a credit cards, anything with ID on it. Let's get all of those things out of the master bedroom closet. Just because Queen Ida... Just because Aunt Ida's wedding ring is in your underwear drawer doesn't mean it's hidden. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
So they're not going to open that drawer and say, oh, that's their underwear. I'm not going to look in there.
They're just going to dump it on the ground.
They're just going to dump it on the ground. Let's take a look at the shoes that we've got. Okay, so after we've made the room safer for our possessions, let's go in there and take a look at the shoes that we've got.
How many pairs do you have?
I have exactly 2 pair of tennis shoes, 3 pair of hiking boots, and 4 pair of cowboy boots. You know what? I was looking at them. I don't even have a pair of loafers. I do not have a pair of loafers. More on decluttering your house when we get back.
What does Brett have to do with shoes?
Yeah, I don't know.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.